Hey everybody, and welcome back to You Are Free TV. It is Thursday, December 1st, 2022. I am so glad to be back with you. I'll start with my disclaimer. This video is for entertainment purposes only. It's protected by the United States Constitution, protecting free speech, as well as the Sullivan Act and reporting. It is not intended to bully or harass anyone, never to incite violence or hatred or lawlessness of any kind. It does not give medical or legal advice. And so we jump in from there. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Today is always really fun because now that I have a sponsor, I can do the giveaway again on this channel, which is one of my favorite things. So it's just a give back to the people who support the channel. And for the monthly supporters, there's a give back of C60 Evo, who is my sponsor. Two bottles going to two incredible supporters of the channel, Carol and Linda. Okay, they were randomly selected, and hopefully they will receive these two bottles of C60 Evo capsules, which are my favorite. And for viewers, you can get 10% off on C60 Evo going to c60evo.com/YAFTV. Use the code YAFTV to get 10% off. And people who support the channel get 15% off, and that gets sent to you in an email. But congratulations to Carol and Linda. Those emails went out to you earlier today, and hopefully we can get those to you as soon as possible. So very exciting. And so I really just appreciate everybody who supports the channel. Having a sponsor just makes it that much easier to get the news out and keep the channel alive. So today we're going to talk about very interesting things. We have, of course, as you saw in the thumbnail, we have Musk with his Neuralink event last night. We're going to talk about that coming up. We have, of course, his latest thing coming out with Twitter, as he really attempts to, what I think is, create a digital ID system out of Twitter. Musk is not a friend. He is creating a digital ID system, and now he's come out with Twitter Blue, where you actually pay now to go on Twitter, $8 a month, to get your blue check, to get your certification, your verification on Twitter. Pay them. Link them to your bank accounts and link them to everything about you. And then you get your you know, it's egalitarian. Everybody gets a blue check as long as you pay for it. So that's just an aside, aside from the Neuralink stuff, which we'll get into the event. But I will mention a few things about him, about Elon Musk, who's absolutely 100% DARPA created and backed. It goes into multi-generations. His grandfather was the head of the technocratic movement in Canada. His father, of course, married his stepdaughter, okay? Divorced his wife, married his stepdaughter. Elon Musk has said that he's been supporting his father for years. Married his stepdaughter. It's like a Woody Allen type situation. And also, of course, we have his mother, supposedly a model, who, you know, does all kinds of occult type modeling. And of course, Elon Musk with his Defender of Satan costume he wore on Halloween. That's all just asides. We already know that. But I just wanted to mention it going forward because we have this eugenicist situation that runs through the Musk family line, and it also runs into everything we're going to talk about today. Everything I'm going to talk about today is totally connected, and we're going to start continuing the discussion here about Pinot, Francois-Henri Pinault, who owns Balenciaga, who is the head of the Kering Corporation. And I've been talking about him in my last video. I wanted to talk about Red River West Capital here, an ESG funding platform where it's, again, you invest, you put your money in there and trust them that they're going to insert sustainability goals and ESG into every entrepreneur coming out of Europe, to insert them into the USA to bring globalist goals into the U.S. corporation. So that's coming up. And then we're going to get more into Musk, the Neuralink event. What this has to do with the internet of bodies. We're going to go further in to talk about what is becoming clear, that there's digital assassinations happening, digital caused deaths, whether that is SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, and talk about the nuances of that going forward. And we'll many more things besides a bunch of Chinese, hundreds of thousands of Chinese coming out talking about how they are being mind controlled through digital means, etc. So let's jump in. Okay. So, okay, we're going to start with Pino. And as I've already said, Pino is the owner of Kering, a corporation that owns Balenciaga and owns the Artemis Group, which actually is the parent company of Kering. And this is all has to do with François-Henri Pinault, who is a major board member on Christie's. Their family owns Christie's. Christie's auction house, hugely involved in massive international finance, trafficking, etc., and very much World Economic Forum stooges here. And so let's get into it. Let's talk about Red River West. Red River West is an investment fund launched in 2017 by Pinault. $100 million gone into there to promote this ESG entrepreneurs from Europe, World Economic Forum, think, into the USA to infiltrate the USA with ESGs, with environmental sustainable governance is what that stands for. But it really gets into even deeper, creepier things, basically suppressing Christianity, promoting Islam, really. And we'll get into that in later videos, but this is a way of subverting Christianity in the Western world, but it comes through sustainability, of course. It's always a gift. And so this was Pinault's goal with Red River West Investment Fund, to bring European tech, specifically entrepreneurs, into the USA, and in order that they could infiltrate global companies in the USA, bring globalist values into USA companies from the EU. And so all the advisors on Red River West come from the Artemis Group. As I said, Artemis is the head of Kering, and also Balenciaga and all the Satanism we've watched come out of there in the last week. What's going on there with Balenciaga, Gucci et al. But so their mission is to have U.S. markets, you know, globalist infiltrated, is what they say. I'll link it below. But they don't say it in that specific terms. They say, we want these globalist companies to be able to infiltrate the USA using European entrepreneurs. And you invest your euros into Red River West Investment Fund. So it's an investment fund. It's give your money to them. You know, just think of all the investment funds we've been talking about lately. FTX, Tether, etc. All these things are going to be interconnected here, and it's so amazing how everything keeps being so interconnected. It's not, because that's the way it is. They are all interconnected, people, and that's how they're funding this entire satanic operation of globalism, attempting to take down the USA and the Western world. And so, okay, their mission is U.S. markets and globalist success. And their portfolio strategy, of course, is the ESG approach in all investments. So the environmental sustainable governance. And so if you want to invest in there, you have to want to push these ESGs into the USA. That's their purported, literally stated, what they're doing is to push ESGs into U.S. markets. And so it's very interesting. One of the people who is the ESG chairman of the committee for Red River West is Dan Vogel. And Dan Vogel, I'm sure you've heard about, he's very instrumental in ESGs across the world, international banker, IT person, who created something called Enablon. Enablon, I think it started way back in 99 and went through 2016, where he was creating software. And remember also, Pinot was, let me see if I can even find that right now. I hadn't planned to talk about it. But Pinot also had started a group, a software startup back in his day, which I'm sure is linked to this, but I haven't gotten into it yet. But it is called, I always hate when I go on asides and have to do a pause, but it is called, ding-da-ding. Come on, let me find it. Oh, I hate a pause like this, but it's kind of interesting. Soft Computing. Yeah, he was co-founder and chair of Soft Computing. Okay, back when he literally did nothing, got some degrees in tech and software. And this is, again, François-Henri Pinault, the son of the Pinault family that, you know, controls Christie's. Well, he started something called Soft Computing. This got linked up with this Dan Vogel's thing, Enablon, which is an ESG software powering company. So they basically create software that corporations use to surveil everything they're doing to make sure it's ESG compliant, meaning it's, you know, environmental sustainable governance. That doesn't just mean support the environment and the SDGs of the UN. It means that everything is being digitally tracked to make sure that all these investments are going with the new World Economic Forum's plan to take down fossil fuel energy systems, to promote the end of human freedom to do with food, to do with commerce, basically the end of human freedom, period, for what they're calling long-termism or effective altruism. And we'll get into that coming up soon. And so Dan Vogel, the ESG chairman of the committee on Red River West, Pinot's company, who founded Enablon, the ESG software that powers 1,000 globalist corporations. And remember, the World Economic Forum said that they have 1,000 globalist corporations that control what they do. That is the mechanism for controlling what is the cartel Babylon's rollout of the New World Order control system, the B system. And so this is what they call the sustainability space, okay? They're creating the sustainability space. And it's very interesting because, well, you'll see. So anyway, Enablon, Dan Vogel out of Red River West, Enablon is the software that powers the 10 largest corporations, and we'll get into them in further videos coming, the 10 largest international globalist corporations, including health and safety, health and safety industries. Okay, we know that health means medical tyranny. We know that safety means a massive surveillance security state system, prison planet. And so that's what's going on. And then Dan Vogel goes over and he does another thing called Shaman X. And Shaman X is basically an online coaching system for workplaces. It's an app. Shaman X is an app on the Apple Store. You can buy it. And basically, this is called, literally, it's copyrighted. It's like TM, Enabling Sustainable People. Enabling sustainable people. Were you not sustainable already? Did you need somebody to come in with an app and show you how you can be sustainable as a person? This is taking coach gurus from all the elite systems that they bring to all of their, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to go attend these conferences and forums, where then you get to, you know, watch the big gurus come and tell you how you should behave and you should meditate more, etc. But no, this is for basically social engineering for the wealthy to get them ready to be involved in what is long-termism and what is effective altruism, as Sam Bankman-Fried talked about so much with FTX. I'm so involved in this effective altruism, and we're going to see the interconnections here between Elon Musk, FTX, effective altruism. It's all interconnected, and so let's move on from there. So with ShamanX and their sustainable people in the workplace, it's interesting because we get this effective altruism actually started out of Oxford University, and this long-termism, which is basically another name for doing things for the greater good, you know, as we've heard throughout my life in things that, you know, in the circles I've been involved with, the greater good, right? And so effective altruism, long-termism, which basically equals sacrificing yourself, your freedom, basically. It's not even about sacrificing yourself. We all, through Christian values, we do what is best for the people around us. It involves sacrifice in our lives. This is communistic corporate fascism telling you that you're supposed to sacrifice your well-being, your land, your wealth, your livelihood, your families, your way of reproducing even, in order to create a transhumanist future is what they really mean. It's a pagan, communist, transhumanist agenda that the World Economic Forum and Cartel Babylon is putting forward as they try to consolidate power, to create genocide, massively kill off billions, but then also put us into what is a giant surveillance system, planet network, that has to do with our internet of bodies and digital, literal digital control of our bodies, but also digital control of everything we do, buy, sell, go, travel, don't, think, everything. And so let's get into this with Elon Musk, with his Neuralink event that happened last night. So this was all about brain computing, and Elon Musk basically just said, let's take a chunk out of your cranium and we'll put the equivalent of a smartwatch in there, and you'll be good to go. You'll be caught up with the AI. You'll be totally ready to take on the future if you just let us put this Neuralink thing into you. And of course, always talking about we're trying to save humanity, the people who have been harmed, who have brain injuries, we're going to save them, we're going to save everybody, we're going to save humanity with Neuralink, when really it is a digital control matrix to connect you to the internet of bodies. And so let's get into what happened. And I'm going to just mention here a great researcher, Joe Bott at .substack.com. Great info. I'll link it below. And so we're going to talk here about, you know, Elon Musk, his new, you know, money creating blue Twitter, $8 a month, and, you know, his complete DARPA funded, U.S. taxpayer funded, everything from SpaceX to Tesla to Neuralink to the satellites that he's put out to create 5G control across the world, enabling electronic the electromagnetic warfare subsidiary of Space Force, which is super controlled, super involved in what I'm about to talk about. Well, let's get into what he's connected to and talk about his philosophy of Elon Musk so that we understand and don't get fooled by him. And so Nick Bostrom, who is a transhumanist and very, very much connected to Elon Musk and very celebrated by Elon Musk. Nick Bostrom, transhumanist, in 2014, he wrote the book Superintelligence, Paths, Dangers, and Strategies. And he founded something called the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford. And Musk gave $1 million into this institute, Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford. And so basically, this is about how we can go into transhumanism in order to save humanity in this long-termism that is super also connected to Oxford University. And one of the people they both, Musk and Nick Bostrom, both totally support is William McCaskill, a transhumanist guru at Oxford, who's writing the book that's, I guess, coming out any day now called What We Owe the Future. And Musk recently tweeted promoting this book, saying that this matches my philosophy, my key morality, the principle for our time, talking about long-termism and effective altruism. And what's interesting is that William McCaskill, again, Oxford, Nick Bostrom, Oxford, Future of Humanity Institute, funded by Elon Musk, $1 million, and same guys at the same institute there in Oxford, that where everything comes out of, whether it's the City of London or Oxford, they're trying to socially engineer the entire world for the World Economic Forum, but really for Cartel Babylon, the big banksters. And so William McCaskill mentored Sam Bankman-Friedman. Okay, so the guy who wrote What We Owe the Future, all about effective altruism and long-termism, which I'm going to explain in a second, he also mentored Sam Bankman-Fried. Yeah, Sam Bankman-Fried. And so SBF, who I'm going to talk about at the end of the video, we had this crazy New York Times summit yesterday. You can't make it up. You get Janet Yellen, you get Zelensky, you get Larry Fink from BlackRock, CEO, and then you get Sam Bankman-Fried. These are the people, they all have one thing in common. What is it? Oh, it's Cartel Babylon, it turns out. And they're all, these are who is focused on by the New York Times summit. Do people watch these things? I watch it because I have to, but does anybody else? It's so crazy. So anyway, Sam Bankman-Fried got rounds of applause on this New York Times summit last night for literally admitting that he stole billions of dollars and he just made mistakes. And he hopes that people get their money. And he's so sad. He's in the Bahamas and the giant, most huge, richest people in the world who sequester their money there to escape taxes. And he's sitting there saying, you know, sorry, I messed up, you know, and it's all my girlfriend's fault. And he gets tons of claps, tons of applause from the people in the audience. And you're just like, these are the people who identify with getting away with stuff. They identify with thievery, with usury, with robbery. Babylon cartel minions clapping in the New York Times summit. Who even goes to these things? Who are these people? Anyway, so William McCaskill, who wrote What We Owe the Future, to do with basically programming yourself, as I said, through Shaman X, to become what they've literally copyrighted and TM'd, enabling sustainable people, as if you're not sustainable already. These are the people mentoring Sam Bankman-Fried and his Democrat election stealing hundreds of millions of dollars through Ukraine into the coffers of what was just stolen in our elections. And so let's get into Musk's latest TED Talk. Okay, this guy who says you should remove part of your cranium and stick a smartwatch type chip that then sends that has electrode tethers in it that goes into connect with your cortex. Well, in his latest TED Talks, he said, Tesla is accelerating sustainable energy. SpaceX will ensure humanity's survival through multi-planet species. Multi-planet species, what is that? He doesn't say multi-planet humans. He just says multi-planet species, which he means by that is that it's a transhumanist species. It's a AI-linked, a programmable species. And he says that his Neuralink, he did it for a love of humanity. This is in his most recent TED Talk. And so getting back to Nick Bostrom, who founded the Future of Humanity Institute, funded by Musk, he argues for an inescapable global surveillance system. Oh, big surprise. And he says that to prevent these tech terrorists that are coming, now that there's CRISPR technology, now that there's AI technology all out there, we have to worry that the techno-terrorists will put out a gray goo nanobot swarms out there. Okay, gray goo nanobot swarms. So, you know, I've been talking about the nanobot swarms and you know, that they're creating these swarming nanotechnology that can go out and create massive, basically they're like an all-seeing eye. They can go anywhere and surveil anything happening on the planet at any time. That gets into, again, what I was talking about in my last video to do with the Space Force's electromagnetic warfare division. And so there's that, but they're saying, oh no, it's the tech terrorists that are going to attack the planet. So we need an inescapable global surveillance system, says Nick Bostrom. And he also said that we could increase the IQs of humanity. And this is like super just loving. It's long-termism, it's effective altruism. If we could just basically, you know, do in vitro mass fertilizing of fetuses with CRISPRed supreme genetic specimens. Okay, and so we would put this eugenics program would happen not inside females for the most part. It would happen in bio bags. It would happen in a synthetic womb where we create humanity and go on from there. So they'll gestate in artificial womb bio bags, matrix style, you know, just grow them in a pod, and they just throw away the rest. The rest of those babies, the rest of those zygotes just get thrown in the garbage or maybe sold to Planned Parenthood or you know, bring them to fruition, harvest them for organs. We don't know. But then it goes on from there. Is that really what they're doing is they're getting rid of the God particle, they're getting rid of the God gene. They want to create emotionless sociopaths. And they've been doing that with the vaccines, of course, for decades. As we watch the autism explosion happen, and we see that, as sad as we are for the victims of autism and vaccine damage, we see the situation of a split in the brain where people cannot connect emotionally to empathy to humanity. And I'm not saying that as a blanket statement. I'm saying that is the movement towards the damage of the genetics, that they're going towards removing empathy, compassion, camaraderie, our normal connection humanitarily, but also deep emotional experiences. And also what is the spiritual experience of God. Removing that from our genetics is huge and has been huge in this vax situation we've gone through with the Franken-V, where we're seeing people act out in crazy ways, not acting with human normal emotions anymore, but just acting like crazy people and a zombie-like response. And this is the intention going forward. And so let's get into Sam Altman, also a Musk colleague. Okay, so Sam Altman, who co-founded with Musk the company called OpenAI. And OpenAI, Sam Altman invested hugely in the company called Genomic Predictor and also a company called Conception. And these are all eugenics biotech corporations. And basically, the point of Conception specifically was to grow viable eggs from stem cells, which we know has already been achieved. I believe it was 2 months ago now that a female scientist was able to develop stem cell egg production based outside of the womb, based outside of human production, and that basically they want to grow viable eggs from stem cells that they can then implant into males. And this is the transhumanism. Maybe Sam Brenton will be really excited to become the first male mother. We don't know. But so moving on from there, we also get Vitalik Buterin. And this gets in again to FTX, Ethereum, the crypto collapse scam, Ponzi scheme that's going on. But Vitalik Buterin, who co-founded Ethereum and boosted FTX enormously in that. You know, we have Bitcoin, Ethereum, and then it was FTX, right? Or excuse me, then it was Tether, right? And then all the interconnections there that I've been putting out in my videos. But Vitalik Buterin, who co-founded Ethereum, he said that for women's rights, for the rights of women, okay, you know, we need synthetic wombs to remove the high inequality burden of pregnancy and motherhood and birth on women. We need synthetic wombs so we can take away human reproduction and make women equal, that they don't have to give birth anymore. Oh, so sweet, Vitalik Buterin. Such a nice guy, eugenics guy, transhumanist guy. Such the promotion of, you know, back in the day, a book way back from the early 80s, it was called The Mother Machine by Jenna Correa, predicted all of this, you know, 40 years ago. And here we are now. And just like the transsexuals were taking over any kind of feminist space back in the day to insert this transhumanist stuff way back then, when really women were trying to fight against child pornography, fight against child abuse, rape, etc. Instead, we get this transsexual, hypersexualized social engineering inserted into those movements. So very interesting. So Vitalik Buterin of Ethereum wants to see synthetic wombs and the end of human reproduction. And what we see, of course, the movie that came out recently, the Sudden Death out of Stu Peters, you can watch it for free still, or Died Suddenly, the documentary, you can still watch it for free on the Stu Peters Network. And I think that was kind of grown out of the book by Ed Dowd called, I think it was called Cause Unknown, to do with what they call SADS, right? Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. And SADS, the reason they were able to put forth SADS as a thing in the media or through medical means, excuse me, is because, you know, 20 plus years ago, the American population was willing to accept SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. So way back when, you know, decades ago, when kids were being killed by vaccines and then dying in their sleep, right? That was sudden infant death syndrome. You know, they tried to first blame the parents, saying they suffocated them in their sleep, and there was all kinds of attacks on parents way back then. But then it was just no. Some infants just die. They just die in their sleep, turns out, after they've gotten pumped up with MMR and other massive amounts of vaccines, and then they just die. Well, you know, now we have SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, which they can just put out there because humanity accepted SIDS. So why not adults too? You just die and it's a thing. And, you know, now we have 25% less live births in this country than we did 2 years ago. A massive amount of overall infertility, the attack on sperm counts massively lower. They're going after human reproduction. We know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But if we go on to look more at this, I want to talk some more about this, because SADS, I believe, is connected really with what is a digital assassination system. I believe this has to do with a new form of genocide that has to do with the shot, specifically to do with the injection of synthetic biology that is self-replicating, and has to do with a online digital system that is activated in the body once the mRNA vaxes are shot in there, and that they're using this to kill people, and they're doing it digitally. And again, for entertainment purposes only, that this is happening digitally. It's not necessarily just that these things grow into these, you know, massive clots that are fake synthetic self-replicating synthetic tissues in your body that clog your arteries and kill you that way through heart attacks, etc. We're also seeing just people dying in their sleep, not necessarily out of anything. It could be a heart attack, it could be an aneurysm, it could be so many things. But how much of this is digitally controlled? How much of this is digitally coming in? And so, you know, when I talked the other day about that the man in Korea, the social media influencer who died in a live stream doing the spin and die, whether to the right or to the left, you look up, you spin, and then you die. Well, it's very interesting because now we're having, it came out last week that we're having this very strange phenomenon across the world of animals walking in circles. You have the migratory, of course, it's all electromagnetic connected, where we're having animals now doing this walking and spinning thing. And in the UK, they had pigeons that are doing this to the degree that they then almost break their necks. They twist their necks to such a degree. It sounds the same as the people who spin and then die in a collapse, often a seizure. Often it's just instant death. But we're seeing this in animals. And people are like, is this CERN? Is it the Hadron Colliders? Is it, just the space fence EMF lockdown? But we're seeing this across the world in this last week where there's reindeer up in the Arctic Circle, circling in circles, like for days and weeks. We have sheep in the northern provinces in China doing the same thing, circling. They won't stop for weeks. They're just like zombies walking in circles, and they do appear to be counterclockwise circles. So when I said that people look up to the left, a lot of people said, no, they look up to the right. But most of the videos I've seen have been, they look up to the left. If you're looking at the camera, at the person who's being attacked, it looks like they're looking to the right because you're looking at the camera. But mostly this has to do with a counterclockwise, counter the flow of life. It's counter the flow of life. And so these animals are walking in counterclockwise circles. And so this is happening, again, all across the world. And so let's get into, again, you know, what this has to do with what I believe is the interbody, not only what I believe, but the Internet of Bodies. What is connected to the Internet of Things is the Internet of Bodies, which is creating an intra-body nano network of humanity for everybody who was shot up with the vax. And I believe it's specifically to create a low-grade hive mind system, hive mind of beliefs, hive mind of activities, hive mind of instructions, and also that each human is a node on this Internet of Bodies, and so they are producing the electricity that creates the Internet of Bodies going forward, and then they have within them the digital technology and the self-replicating nano that also connects to the software, the Internet of Things, the space fence, the 5G, 6G space fence that keeps it powered, keeps it going, and it's constantly being updated digitally by software. And this, of course, goes back to the Bluetooth emission signal that people who have been vaxxed are emanating. And so this is all very interesting. In 2017, the U.S. FDA first digital pills, which transmits to smartphones and software and internet infrastructure. These were digital pills for medical means. And there's so much more we're going to get into that in interviews coming up, interviews as well as reports. And so, going on from there, we need to think about this, okay? Digital assassination. StopTheCrime.net, amazing. Deborah Tavares, always so incredible, the work she does, put up something I'll link below in the last day where she's talking about 400,000 plus Chinese people have come up asking, trying to get the government to give them information about basically being attacked electromagnetically with mind control systems digitally. And they're asking for help. They're asking the world for help because this has to do with voice-to-skull technology, which we've been talking about forever. But this is literally, you know, voices in the head telling them what to do, just harassing them constantly, falling asleep while driving, narcolepsy, collapsing, total, you know, just their bodies being paralyzed. Also the waking up with bruising, bodily feeling like they've been beaten, their bodies all bruised. Do weapons, of course, do that, directed energy weapons. And then itching all over, rashes all over their bodies. And also the issue of sexual assault, of consistent sexual assault happening to their bodies while they're alone in their homes. And so this is what I'm talking about. And this is where good old Musk's Neuralink will lead us and the whole transhumanist movement as they try to dismember God's human body, as they try to redesign the genetics. We can fight back, and we are going to fight back, and there's more going to come besides. I'm going to cover in the next video talking more about Venom Biowarfare, what came out, a great series, braveseries.com, a health symposium, covering a lot to do with the venom aspect and how they've been using all the venoms of all the poisonous insects and reptiles on the planet to assault our bodies. And of course, you know, it came out a while ago, kind of got buried, but it's very, very central in what's going on and why things like ivermectin work so well in fighting what's going on with the shots. So I think I'm going to leave it there. I think I covered a lot. I want to just say that, you know, if you're, you know, to fight, to get this stuff, what happens is, so, you know, they get the nano synthetic biology into your body. It hangs out in your lymph nodes, okay, and it festers with what they're calling spike proteins, which are really just nano imitations of spike proteins, okay? Those get, especially with any kind of stress or a digital software, you know, getting hit digitally, sends those things up your vagus nerve. It goes, you know, through your brainstem and then gets released in the brain. Because it can cross the blood-brain barrier. And so that's what we need to fight, and it's very important that we do so. And that's why I want to say again, C60 Evo, why I love this is because this, along with glutathione and melatonin, C60, the ESS60 molecule, which is 100% pure ESS60, not 99.999%. I think I said that in another video. I got corrected by C60 Evo that said, no, we got rid of it. It's 100% pure ESS60. And this is the only other molecule that gets into your mitochondria, cleans out this crud from your DNA. It cleans it out. Okay, so goodbye nano crap. Goodbye all the pollution out of the mitochondria. Goodbye to it. It gets into your blood-brain barrier. It cleans out the garbage in your brain as well, which is why I love this product, and it has given me incredible renewed vitality in my brain, but also my body, just inflammation gone, so much, just incredible health. So C60Evo.com/YAFTV gives you 10% off on this product. This is capsules, but there's also all of the liquids, if you prefer the liquids. And then they also do a great skin, awesome products, that these serums that just really, they just make your skin feel alive and also protect it from the 5G radiation. So it's amazing. So there's that. So thank you for supporting the channel in that regard. And also, if you, as we saw with our winners from the giveaway, if you become a monthly supporter of the channel, there's ways to do so below, then you also get 15% off on C60 Evo. And that's my sponsor. It's one of the ways that this channel keeps going. And also, we have my individual sponsors that donate to the channel, and you all are the backbone, and I so appreciate you. And I want to say one more thing before we go. We have Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, on InfoWars today. Very strange, to say the least. Ye appeared there. He's supposedly going to run for president in 2024. Of course, had that recent appearance at Mar-a-Lago with Nick Fuentes, meeting with President Trump. And he goes on InfoWars today wearing a black nylon mask. And you're just like, really? You know, like, obviously, nobody could ever take you seriously wearing a black nylon mask, looking like literally somebody who, you know, is going to attack and kill you. You know, nobody wears a black nylon mask. And actually, as a Christian, it is not allowed to wear a mask. It's one thing why we couldn't wear masks during the COVID. It's why masks are so used in Islam. You are not allowed to cover your face as a Christian. And so it was really creepy to see Ye up there on the Alex Jones show today saying all kinds of crazy stuff. Ye to free speech and all that. But it was a shit show, honestly, on Alex Jones today. And as much as we love free speech, the crazy town is what we don't need. We need to talk about these things, what's going on with Cartel Babylon. We need to talk about it so that we can come together, all together, so that we can all come together to understand what's going on with Cartel Babylon, the global takeover of the multi-billionaire group, the plan for it throughout history, and not bring in hateful stuff that's not gonna bring us together. We need to bring us all together. Everybody of every religious and ethnic background has to get together to understand that we're all in this fight together. And so that was a very strange phenomenon today. The one thing about Ye I've been wanting to talk about, I may have mentioned it, but he always claimed that his mother was sacrificed by the Hollywood cabal. And he always has put forth that, you know, Hollywood, usually the big stars always have somebody in their family sacrificed. And I absolutely agree with that. And certainly with all of the sexual assault, tie-ins, the satanic sacrifice rituals, everything they bring them into, it's just the same as the financiers, the scientists, the Epstein Island, all of the satanic crap. And the child abuse that they bring them into is very, very true. And, you know, I wanted to just mention this on the way out. We have Brendan Fraser, used to be, you know, one of my favorite actors, Brendan Fraser. He was in the Mummy movies and a bunch of other movies. Well, he left Hollywood pretty much because of the satanic, creepy sex crap. And he, I guess, is up for like an Oscar this year because of an independent movie. I think it's called Elephant. And he plays like a morbidly obese person. And I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. But basically, he refused to go to the Golden Globes because he says that he was assaulted by one of the, what do they call them? The international board of whoever controls the Golden Globes. He says that he was groped and basically felt up by these people back in the day, and he's never been back since, and it has to do with why he left Hollywood in general. And so kudos to Brendan Fraser for coming out and speaking about that and for leaving the cult cabal there. So I guess I'll leave it there. So much more to talk about coming up. And tomorrow, speaking of Satanism and evil and all the demons that are attacking us constantly, I'm going to be talking about exorcism with my interviewee tomorrow. We're going to talk about exorcism and get into how do we get these demons out of us and away from us and out of the people around us. How do we confront this evil? So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. So thanks for watching, folks. You are free. Pray like mad, because prayer is electrical. It defeats all of it. You know, you can defeat the things assaulting you digitally. Prayer is the infinite, and this internet has nothing against the infinite. So pray, and pray for everybody on a continual prayer wave. We've got this, humanity. God wins. We win. You are free.